Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So globally, people under 18 years of age, they make up over a quarter of the world population. That's roughly about 29.3%. Yet, the financial literacy is rarely taught to them either in schools, colleges, or by their parents. In fact, studies recommend that the financial education should be taught to our kids at pretty early age so that they are better versed to avoid financial debt and bankruptcy in the future. So in today's podcast, I have invited Purva Agarwal, the founder of Good Good Piggy, a startup that is inculcating financial literacy amongst the kids. In this podcast, Purva opines that financial literacy should be considered as a life skill and parents must teach their children financial education right at the dinner table. So let's welcome today's special guest. Hey Purva, welcome to Jazair Audio. Excited to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you so much.
So let's start with, you know, what's the story behind building Good Good Piggy?
Well, this is a very frequently asked question, I would say. The story starts last year in 2020. I was coming back from London to visit my family in India after 2 years. And, you know, just like everybody else, getting a few presents for everyone, one of which was for my nephew. I got him a piggy bank to teach him financial literacy because he's 4 or 5 years old, just beginning to learn numbers. And upon unboxing it, you know, he went around the room asking all the elders to put coins in the piggy bank. 22 people in the room, almost everybody is a millennial, and nobody had coins or cash to put in the piggy bank, and they all offer digital money. And you know, as I spent more time with my nephew on that short holiday, I was learning the fact that there is much more to this problem statement where, you know, for example, my nephew asked me about the 3-digit PIN that helps him get his toys delivered. So he thinks Amazon does not charge money. It just needs a secret approval PIN and it will get stuff to you. So all these small incidents were snowballing me into larger research, which I started to do with NewGen families in the pandemic. And, you know, just connecting all these dots was the foundation to Good Good Piggy. Today, Good Good Piggy is my way to impact the new generation's financial future. And it follows the OECD vision, objectives, and mission to impact the downtrend of financial literacy and help reverse it by influencing good behavior by, you know, setting early benchmarks for kids and parents.
How important is financial literacy for kids?
Well, I think now the discussion is coming up where financial literacy or this subject as a whole is not just seen to be part of some school syllabus. But unfortunately, in my perspective, parents give a lot of value to STEM and financial literacy, etc. has always taken a backseat. But on the other hand, you know, it's really important to see that this wisdom is a foundation which would be laid in terms of a life skill. So, you know, financial literacy is highly understated and it should be underlined more like a life skill because it just not impacts your own trajectory. It impacts your family's trajectory, the entire future, etc. that you have. And it's a common skill that anybody needs irrespective from which background or from which curriculum they are coming from in terms of their career. But if you ask about parents, it's very difficult for them to do the money talk. They say because, you know, it takes away the innocence from the child. It is materialism. And there is a lot of rat race itself with adults trying to make money on a daily basis. And if you go deeper into the problem statement, you know, there was a study which was conducted in University of Cambridge and that spoke about how behaviors related to money are getting set by the age of 7. So the important part here is that you have to start early when it comes to introducing financial literacy. You know, all international research points us to the fact that millennial parents find it burdening for them to go and speak to young kids. And, you know, money values itself, it's a life skill in the end that affects everybody. And over the years, I think we notice it's declining generally. Generationally, I mean, the kind of wealth our grandfathers made versus what our parents made versus what we are making, it's all declining. Debt is increasing across the world. And that entire landscape of money management now for the new generation, digital money is the future, right? So it's a very complex money environment, etc., that has to be taught to the child.
So how should parents teach financial education to their children?
Look, you know, if I have to start and we have to teach financial literacy, where does it start? When I reflect about it in my life and yours, the first place we encountered financial literacy was through a money jar or was through the piggy bank. And that's the first time at a very young age, you start experiencing money and you start getting possessive about money. At least that is how my childhood was. For example, at my young age, I was given a 10 rupee note going in saying, go and get bread or eggs and 2 rupees would be left. I would put it in the piggy bank. But now if you see the young generation, because of most experiences being online, kids are missing that interaction with money completely. They don't see money being transacted at all. So the child has to then start learning it in a way where he cannot see it, yet experience it. And studies have revealed all over the world about how your spending capacity is much higher when you're doing it online. So I think the new generation has to understand that environment. And there are many ways the parents can teach this subject. Of course, you know, financial literacy is something which has to be made like a common dinner table conversation. So for example, in my childhood, when the piggy bank concept came in, it was very simple where we were given coins to put in the piggy bank, but at the same time, given a lot of wisdom when it comes to money and finance, you know, simple idioms like save for a rainy day. So these are subconscious inputs that the parent gives on a daily basis that sticks on to you and builds that long-term path of, you know, strong financial literacy personality. Unfortunately, if you talk about Australian Financial Planning Commission, they went and surveyed about why parents are not talking about financial literacy to children. And it turned out that, you know, parents themselves are misguided and blurred by the fact that, you know, money is a sensitive topic for themselves. So it has to start about removing that stigma within the family. So, you know, for a parent, definitely start with giving the child power to choose when it comes to, let's say, taking a decision. So money equation is just not saving. It is way beyond that. It's about knowing how to spend, when to spend, how to earn that money as well. Also talking about what co-investment means, what does charity means. So the idea is to play in the entire money management equation to the child when addressing financial literacy. And those can be done on experience basis, on dialogue basis by parents.
And is preteen the right age to talk about investments?
Very interesting question. If it's the right age to start talking about investment with kids, you know, I am a young millennial myself. And the problem with us is, no matter we all understand the basics of finance, that we are supposed to, let's say, part away with money now to secure our future tomorrow. That's the basics of investment, right? To delay our gratification, to keep money in the system. We still struggle to pay that EMI that goes from your bank for that long-term thing, because mostly, you know, you want instant gratification. It contradicts the basics of finance. Finance is not about instant gratification, it's about delayed gratification. And those frictions that we receive from our environment today make it into a compulsion that this has to be a subconscious effort to be taught at a very young age. So now if kids start learning about co-investment with parents, let's say they'll start learning about a small fund for a vacation or a weekend trip, and they know that they have to part away with money today in order for that to be collected, let's say 4 months down the line or 6 months down the line, that subconsciously builds that behavior which will last them or serve them their entire life. That's why start them early is one of our mottos, that you have to start talking about the entire equation, especially the digital experience of the equation, at a very early age, because that's where your brain or mind is developing.
What's the market opportunity like for such a sector?
Let's talk about parents, right? First of all, parents today are mostly millennial parents, and most millennial parents, one of the biggest facts about them is that they are social media users and they're all living paycheck to paycheck. And most of their kids today are in the pre-teenager market, and that's our target audience. It's a totally unaddressed market when it comes to the fintech space as consumers. But if I talk about the market size, then pre-teenagers are a huge market size. In the next 5 years, India is among the top 3 countries, apart from China and Indonesia, to have the most number of children globally. Where if we have so many kids in the country, then the kid's supposed to be money smart. And if I talk about the recent census that took place, 130 million kids in the age bracket of 5 to 9 in India. You know, if you're meeting 3 people from India, one of them will be a pre-teenager. That's how big the market is. Globally, it's a huge market space itself. When I talk about the ed fintech space, you know, edtech and fintech are supposed to be billion-dollar industries which are running ahead.
Finally, how is Good Good Piggy inculcating financial literacy among kids?
GoodGoodPay is the first EdFintech interplay. It's kind of poised product where parents can build financial discipline for their children, yet influence their education curve and make sure that they're becoming good kids. You know, we are targeting a very early age audience of pre-teenagers. And from being India's first disruptive EdFintech startup for pre-teenagers, GoodGoodPiggy has kind of reinvented the oldest financial literacy tool, which is the piggy bank, and made it into a digital piggy. It has a behavioral rewards platform inbuilt, and this also doubles up as an investment channel to ensure that kids have a good life. So the platform itself is kind of bifurcated into two fronts, EdTech and FinTech. FinTech for the kids and EdTech for the parents. And it's a quick and easy organizer of sorts for busy parents. And, you know, it is including all these money values and application-based activities that the parent can put up. So there is a place where parents can put up missions for the child, a video garage where they can make a video mix for the child and also influence that entire education or learning curve for the child, and making sure that he's unlocking his pocket money when the child is growing up to be a good person.
So with this, we have reached at the end of this podcast. Purva, it was a pleasure to have you on Jazaya Radio, and thanks for sharing great insights with us.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me here.
Are you a founder of an early stage startup and looking to raise funding? Get your startup investor ready before even you start pitching to your prospective investors. For know-how, please visit www.jazaro.in. That is www.jasaro.in.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.